Hello and welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 30th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And welcoming back to the studio, our good friends at Mid-State Roller Derby. We've got Meegs with us. Good morning, Meegs. Good morning, Meegs.
Good morning.
And we have Blake with us.
How you doing?
Hey, Blake, thanks a lot for being here. And Meegs, appreciate the time from you all. We have done, I think, a really good job when we've gotten together talking about roller derby, really getting into the sport. For those that are not familiar with it, though, I do encourage you to read up, learn more about it. Honestly, I don't think it'd take you very long if you know nothing about the sport, even if you were just looking at the basics of it. But maybe in a later date, if need be, we will dive into the sport more and everything. For now and today, with the time that I got you guys in studio, I want to get into a couple of other things, the schedule, some community events going on, how people can get involved. Let's dive first into the schedule, if you don't mind. First off, I want to just congratulate you on your opening victory. Open the season
Thank
with
you.
A victory,
Thanks.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We played in April, and we won our season opener in Stevens Point at Willett Arena. It's the first time we've won a home bout in a very long time, so it was very exciting. It felt really good. So then we had the month of May off in terms of bouting, and we hit it hard starting right away in June. So,
yeah, I see you got a match in June 21st. This will be a doubleheader, looks like.
Correct. We are traveling June 7th to Rochester, Minnesota to skate Med City. And then June 21st, we're back in Stevens Point. We skate against Harbor City out of Duluth.
It's definitely Minnesota.
We're going to go with Duluth.
Yeah.
And then the second bout is actually a mixer, Minnesota versus Wisconsin. And it's a B-level, C-level mixer. So skaters from any of the Minnesota teams that are BC level are going to skate. And we've reached out to teams in Wisconsin to get folks to just do a mixer for those two games. So
cool.
It'll actually be super fun.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That sounds like a really good one. And a great opportunity for you to take this in, especially if you haven't before. You get two matches right there. You get two games to be able to check out. So that's pretty cool,
yep.
too. And then you guys will be back at it on July 12th, Mid-State Roller Derby. You're going to be taking on another team there. Yeah? So that'll
Correct.
Be a good one.
Yep, also at Willett Arena in Stevens Point. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure to mention that. Thank you. You were good at this. You were so good at this. And again, mark your calendars again for July 12th. That'll be a great match. August 2nd, another one, this time taking on the Madison team, Madison team and Madison Unicorn team.
Yes.
That'll be August 2nd. Now, these the start times for these games, doors open at 4. Games are about 4:30, about that time is when they usually are played.
4:30.
For those that may have not been to a match before or anything, wait a minute, let me stop. Match, game, I keep using all these different terms. What is the correct term?
Bout.
Bout, I know that. I'm a boxer's son. How do I get that messed that up? Bout, for these bouts, is it good to get there a bit early? Can you, you know, arrive on time and be okay? For those that, you know, haven't been to a bout before.
I mean, when I spectate, I like to get there when the doors open. So right away at 4 o'clock, you can get your choice of seating. We have a great like stand set up so you can kind of be up above the action and really see how it all goes. And then if you want to bring your own chair, you can sit down trackside. And we kind of refer to that as like the crash zone. And, you know, nobody gets any contact there, but you're right in on the action. That's where I prefer to sit. But we always have like concessions, so we have beverages available, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and then we have a food truck, the same food truck all year this year. Boric and Mark is back.
Right out. Shout out to them.
That's, we also have merch for sale too, so you'd always check out the merch before the bout as well.
Every time you guys are in, I see a shirt I want. You got one on right now. Yeah. Please get some of that merch, everybody. And then the as far as home games, that August 2nd game, that will wrap things up over at the Williamette Ice Arena for home games this
Correct.
Season. But you do have an away game on June 7th that will that you mentioned. You'll be taking going up to Rochester for that one.
Correct.
That's pretty cool. With the schedule seems exciting, seems fun. Also seems like we're getting more attention to this sport, and things are going well with that as far as, you know, it could always be better. We
Sure.
want it to be better and stuff, and we're going to make sure to help with that as
Sure.
much as we can.
Thank
but
you.
But mm-hmm. when it comes to, you know, looking from last year to this and everything, I've seen improvements. I've heard more and more people talking about it.
Thank
I know
you.
Just in not even just in the studio or in you know, on the show here, year or anything. I just mean in my day to day. I have heard, especially after once the season wrapped up and hearing people, there was some people wondering, wanting more games. You know, so I mean that's an exciting thing too.
That is, that's awesome.
When it comes, I'm just seeking as an outsider. Is that what you guys are feeling and seeing too? Some growth with the sport, some more attention being brought to it.
Well, that's what we're definitely looking for. Mm-hmm. We're always recruiting, always recruiting. And we can teach you how to skate. So saying that I'd love to play, but I don't know how to skate. Well, that's
not
fixable.
A good excuse anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've taught people how to skate when they put skates on for the very, very first time. Mm-hmm. We make sure that you're safe to be on skates before you ever compete. And we teach you the basics and more. And so I think Derby is amazing because it's for lots of different people in lots of different stages in their lives. I think Derby is great for moms because it gives them something to do that's just for them. It's not kid focused or spouse focused. It's about them. I think Derby is great for folks just coming out of college. It keeps you very active. And
that's why I joined originally.
Yep. And it's a sense of community, right? So if you're new to the area or you're just looking for something different, or you know what, you were active in high school and college and now you're kind of getting to the age where it's like, well, now what? Well, then there's Derby, right? Because we practice up to 3 times a week. We get together in the off season. We do fun stuff. We do community events. So it really is a community that also skates.
Yeah.
It's great for lots of different people, and we're always looking for new skaters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important for us to like have skaters to compete, but it also is really an amazing opportunity for people who are off skates as well. We have people who come in and never touch a roller skate, nor do they care to. And we have people who start to skate and then based on, you know, what they prefer or what's going on in their lives, kind of like Meek said, it can be for people in many walks of life. And we have lots of like volunteer opportunities, and we've got a really good core group within our league of people who don't skate as well. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely are seeing like an uptick in interest and on both of those sides, mm-hmm. skaters and not alike. So it's really good.
We need people. If we're going to skate more bouts, we need more people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, there's a lot of organizations, a lot of sports organizations, especially in this day and age, talking about being open to everybody and being a welcome area and, incoming and all comers welcome. You guys actually back it up. Mm-hmm. You guys are actually really doing it and everything. And I really appreciate that and love being able to highlight that as well. When they are telling you that anybody come on down, doesn't matter age or what have you, they cannot stress that enough. Mm-hmm. Everybody is welcome to something like this, which not only is just feels good to say, mm-hmm. but it also will help us grow this sport and sure. more people, the better. As Meeks was saying there, the more people we get involved with this, the more teams we can have, the more games mm-hmm. we can have and all of this. And this is another part of this that I wanted to bring up because there isn't a whole lot of this that goes on. This is a group of people that get together, do this out of the love of the game and the passion of this and fellowship and all those things. But all as fun and great as that is, I know that there are some people out there that this might reach, but I know it'll reach your wallet. And I know you care about your taxes. You like a good economy. This is something that helps the economy. Mm-hmm. This is something. There are very few things in life that can, I can guarantee you're going to make a buck off this, or I can guarantee that you can get your money back on this. So when you businesses out there are looking for things to sponsor, sports, mm-hmm. end of sentence, sports, and yep. it doesn't matter. There are people sponsoring pickleball. There are yep. people sponsoring, what do you call it? The sacks.
Bags.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. yes. Boy, I'm just really off today. But they are. There are tournaments for that yep. stuff and everything. And all over you see logos and different mm-hmm. businesses and everything. This is no different. This is correct. A wonder. Actually, I think this is one of the best opportunities for a business. You got a lot of great action going on. This is a fun sport. I want to start a business just to attach it to you guys. And it shows to the community, not only that you are your name and having it being seen by people that might not see your logo, your business otherwise, but you're also showing the community, I support this, I back this, and I want to be a part of this, which is something you can't put a price on. It's encouraging to do that. Be a part of these things. You guys are going to be doing a lot of stuff. You're doing your part, not only being here with me, putting up with my questions and telling us about the sport, but you're going to be out in the community. You got some community events coming up, Meeks.
We do. So far, in the early part of the spring, we've done, we did a walk in Marshfield, MS walk.
I thought that's CF walk. Oh, yep. CF. Yes, that's
Sorry.
That's our second time at that one. I love that.
CF
event.
Walk. We have done, gosh.
I mean, we've done all kinds of things. Not only events like the CF walk, but we made Valentines for the assisted living.
I heard about that. Yeah.
We have done, we answered phones for the trivia contest in Stevens Point. Coming up tomorrow, we're doing an Adopt a Highway. We've got a section that we've got to clean up.
We're doing that in August too.
That's going to be super awesome.
It's going to be a warm one.
What else is coming up?
Point Pride. I know you guys are going to be a part of
Point Pride. We're going to have a booth. We're huge supporters of Point Pride. It's going to be down at Piffner Park in Stevens Point on June 14th. They'll have music and food and booths and things for kids. It's a super amazing time.
Such a fun event.
Yeah.
Such a great event.
We won't be at Wausau Pride this year because we're skating that day in Minnesota.
Correct.
We typically do that as well.
We typically do Wausau Pride.
But Riverfront Rendezvous is coming up in July.
Yep. We had the amazing opportunity last year to bartend at the North Beer Tent. Prior to that, there was a sports organization, Stevens Point, that had done it for the last 40 years or something like that. And they couldn't get as many volunteers as they needed anymore. So we took the opportunity that we didn't even realize was going to be such an amazing opportunity, and we jumped in and had an absolute blast. We do bartending, I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday this year.
That sounds right.
And it is so much fun. It was great music, amazing food. It's right on the river. And that's a big fundraiser for us for the year. So we have lots of our skaters that volunteer to bartend. So if you happen to be in the area, please stop on down. Say hi to us. Talk derby with us. Yeah.
All great events, and really appreciate you guys not only doing putting so much into the community, but letting us know about them. We'll be certainly reminding the audience about each one of these events as we get closer to them, and having you guys back, because you did last year, you messed up again, you did too good, now you're gonna have to come back. Really do appreciate the time. If people have heard this, they want to get involved, maybe they want to be a skater themselves, or they just want to volunteer, or just find out and come to a couple bouts or something like that, what is the best way to reach out to you guys? What is the best way to get a hold of you, Blake?
Honestly, we are very active on social media, so you can find us through Facebook and Instagram. We're just on the web, midstaterollerderby.org. And so all of that will have links on how to volunteer. There's short forms if, you know, waivers if you want to skate. As Meeks mentioned before, we provide gear and things like that. And I think through August, because we have new skater classes that start in the late fall and winter, and but through August, the first and third Sunday of every month, we kind of have an open skate opportunity. So we do practices at KB Willett from 4 to 6 on Sundays. So the first and third of every month, you can just show up and we will get you outfitted, and we'll, like I said, get the paperwork signed and just give you an opportunity to see what you want to do. You can come to 4 of those, you know, and for free, and then you'll have the opportunity to decide if you want to officially join the league in any of the capacities that we've mentioned,
or just sign up for a skate class or whatever.
It's just such a cool way to do it. There's no pressure. There's no, hey, you like it, you don't, that's fine. You know, there's no downside to this. And there's only upside to it. That's pretty cool.
We just love what we do, and we want to share that with other people. So if you just want to come and mess around on skates, come and do it with us.
Yeah, right on. Well said. love talking with you guys. Thank you so much for the time. Hope this weekend goes well with the cleanup and everything. And we're looking forward to hanging out again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Likewise. We appreciate it.
We're actually going to be planning some meet and greets later this summer and early fall. So we'll get you those dates if folks just want to come by and grab a beverage and hang out and talk with us and talk derby and get to know us a little bit. We'll let you know.
Looking forward to it. Again, that website, midstateRollerDerby.org, midstateRollerDerby.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. They got the schedule and all the other things that we are talking about today there. And be sure to follow them on social media and share their page, their posts on your page. Just never know who might see it otherwise. Thank you again both for the time.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us out there here at WFHR's Rapids Report.